This is WFMU.org and another podcast edition of CodPlaced, brought to you by People Like Us and ErgoFizMiz. And this week the title is Nana Muscuri. And we're going to be talking about all the themes and samples and subjects that we keep returning to in different ways, because there always seems to be something different to do with them. We just can't leave it alone.
I've always liked to hear music where things pop up and reoccur. This technique is used a lot in classical music and also a lot in jazz. Say over the course of an opera or a symphony, you often get this thing of melodic materials and chordal materials popping up in different contexts throughout the piece, and this idea helps provide structure and can provide very interesting structure. But it's almost like the music transports you to one place and then brings you back to somewhere that you were, but the place you were has changed, and then you're taken back off to somewhere else.
Wow.
Have we sampled
comedian harmonists?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
The comedian harmonists. Yeah. Because they're just great. And maybe then a lot of the reasons these sources recur as well is that there's not an awful lot of layers to them, and they're quite bare,
empty. Yeah. Dun 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 dun. That's become a recent one.
Yeah.
The William Tell Overture.
Dance. And also.
It is just very interesting to try, you know, as a collage composer, to try the same sound within various contexts and to see how the sound can be transformed and what sort of context the sound works in and what happens to the sound when it's juxtaposed with other things, and then also things like the transformation of the sound, so taking taking a melody line from Nana Mouskouri or goodness knows who else, and then you can hear that, and then later on maybe hear the same thing but just a loop or from the Nana Mouskouri thing, and then pitch shift a few layers of it or something to create harmonies, and it's recognizable as a thing you heard earlier, but it's also different because it's being transformed.
When composing, there's just always this, oh well, that would work well over this again, and then it always does. But there's something about certain sound sources that just do sound great with just about everything. One is Nana Mouskouri singing Carmen.
This is your Canadian correspondent reporting for Codpaste. Nana Mouskouri, born on October 13, 1934, in Crete, Greece, is a singer of Greek origin. She has recorded in many different languages, including Greek, French, English, German, Italian, Spanish, among others. She is also known to be the best-selling female recording artist of all time. In 2004, her French record company released an unprecedented 34-CD box set of more than 600 of Mouskouri's mostly French songs. Oh,
there is in common about this lot that makes us keep coming back to it?
I think it's a mixture of the rawness of it and often the sparseness of the arrangements in them. But also, I think it's something to do with the atmosphere. I think one thing they all have in common is they're all very evocative of something in particular. They all really evoke a particular time or a particular image. The Nana Mouskouri Carmen is great because it actually does, particularly mixed with other things, it sounds very, very mysterious and very atmospheric.
So there was a bit of Ethiopian jazz there. And Troika again, and then this boingy thing that's just coming is Jean-Jacques Perry, which seems to work with everything as well. When I start these compositions, I rarely have the faintest idea what I'm going to do or what's going to happen. Which might come as no surprise to anyone who listens quite regularly. But really, I just import about 5 different bits of music that I like or that have a really good intro or something. And then on the timeline, which is Pro Tools, I just generally lay out different sections and make about 3 different songs out of those. And then see which samples work in more than one of those songs.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.
The composition, which has got many parts, it's because maybe it works in more than one part, and so therefore it enforces parts of the composition.
When you put your arms around me, I get
whereas maybe if I'd known about how to do composition in an academic sense, I would never have made this in the same way.
You give me fever.
But I guess we'll never know.
When you kiss me, fever, when you fever. In the morning, fever.
It can also have a comic effect, and I suppose it can in non-collage-based music as well. But to hear, one sound early on in a piece, playing with something else, and then to hear the same sounds maybe, transformed into something comic or ridiculous later on, or also just the juxtaposition that, what the piece is with can be funny. To give a really trite example, if you have something, you start something off and you're sampling some 19th century operetta.
Yep.
And then later on, so the piece progresses and becomes increasingly wild and strange and all sorts of samples flying around over the place, by which time you may have completely forgotten that this did start out as 19th century operetta. And then suddenly, once the collages reach its strange climax, the operator can come back in, and that, you know, that can, in theory at least, be funny.
I dropped this Tarzan in, or rather Tarzan dropped in, as a result of me sitting on the bus earlier, and someone had Tarzan as a ringtone. And I normally hate ringtones, but I thought it was utterly hilarious. And it also brought to mind something that I can't believe I never thought about before. Tarzan is yodeling here.
Another thing that's always interesting to do is to take a theme that's reoccurring, and then to transcribe it for instruments and create the same music but transcribed for instruments. Didn't need to say that twice, did I? But I did. Sorry. Good God.
Hello.
So for example, Vicky did a piece on her radio show, Do a DIY, where she used a sample of a little Vietnamese girl going like this, and then she put underneath this sound, boom, 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 some sort of I guess it's like Hawaiian but with an oompa feel. It's a good piece. At some point in the past, the fancy took me to recreate this piece, but for banjos, violins, and all this, and it came out like this. And then the fancy took Vicky. The fancy takes everyone. It steals your children. Vicky decided to experiment with combining her original collage with the collage transcribed for instruments. And we came out with something like this.
And this is a Hawaiian man making those vocal noises. And this is some Koreans singing devotional music to their leader. Oh, and that was some strange cartoon character, Boingy. And I first saw this stuff about the beginning of the 1990s. I saw a video of it, and it was amazing, because they were all crying. And I used it in a collage then, which you can hear here. Other sound sources that we use loads. There's Lalita Yaya.
The waltz from Coppelia.
The waltz from Coppelia, yeah. Smile by Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
Diggy diggy papa, diggy diggy papa. That goes with a thing.
Diggy diggy papa, diggy diggy papa, diggy diggy papa, diggy diggy do. Hooray for Professor Ludwig van Drake! Ludwig van Drake! Ludwig van Drake!
Yes, and we found out, who is that? We found out it was sung by a duck.
Ludwig van Drake.
Ludwig von Drake. Yeah. We didn't know he was a duck.
No, but until we saw him, and then we realised, oh, it's him.
Yes.
He's like an old Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That drum loop.
Lenny D.
Lenny D.
These are all waltzes, apart from Lalita Yaya.
The thing about the Lenny D drum loop is that when making waltzes, what I keep finding is that you come to sort of put some percussion or some rhythm track over it. Nothing ever works as well as that Lenny D drum loop.
Well, there's very few waltzes that are empty. They tend to be very big, don't they? Yeah, Lenny D's very good because it's like organ music, but it's really close mic'd or something. Whereas a lot of organ music is very, like, it's reverberation and stuff. You've got that little noise that you...
That noise.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
What is that?
List Hungarian Rhapsody number 2.
Right, okay.
Which I have loads of versions of now.
Oh, good.
And that's great, cause it's in everything anyway. It's used in so many things.
I first heard Nurse of Wounds. They used it in Sylvie and Babs. Radio show, the thing I've played the most has been Eep Man by John Zorn and Yamatsuka Ai, or Yamatanka Ai, I don't know who, but it's just machine gun noises and screaming.
Idea of sound sources and the different ways that they can be treated is interesting, and it can be fun, and I think I need a cup of tea.
Put his arms.
You have been listening to the Cod Paste podcast, brought to you by people like us and Ergo Fizmiz. You can find program archives at wfmu.org/playlists/CT and even more information at peoplelikeus.org/codpaste.htm. This has been brought to you by wfmu.org.